I was half dressed one morning on the boat, and I got a knock on the boat, so it kind of startled me, took the interest off Finley. I kind of threw me tracky bottoms on and then opened the hatch, totally forgetting there's Wendy giving me biscuits back that I took round to hers previously, and he just flew over my shoulder. And then I waited round for about 3 minutes, watched where he flew to, and he flew to a block of flats, like the block of flats on Sefton Park. So then I waited for him, where all the seagulls were going for him. So I took to the floor, got to the flats, but I thought he'd been injured by a seagull, so I actually went on the roofs of banks, went to the banks, I'm going on the roof to look at him for him, wasn't there, but and then went around the streets looking for him, and there was a lad there, like a druggie with a Man United t-shirt on, and as he walked past me, I was asking everyone, but I thought, I'm not asking him, he's out of it type thing, he won't know, and he actually had him in his coat. Wow. He went over to the White Lion pub in Grimsby, and then some lad's scallies took off him and then sold him on. So I just spent 6 days just knocking on everyone's house, getting the police involved and blah, blah, blah. And then the last thing was, the sixth day when I'd given up, I was just sitting on a wall and I seen this well-built lad, loads of kids doing his running for him. And I just went over and said, "You seem to know everyone around here. Any chance of getting the parrot back?" And it happened that he had an African grey in his house. So I said, "You know what it'd be like to lose that, wouldn't you?" And he goes, "I'd be devastated." I said, "Well, there's a grand reward in it for you." And he said, "I'll have it back for you in 2 hours."
And then
I got a phone call, and he said, "I've got your bird." And I said, "You haven't got my bird." I said, "I have." I said, "How do you know it's mine?" He said, "Because I keep saying mine in Finley in a Scouse accent." I said, "Well, it must be." And he said, "You got the money?" And I said, "I haven't got the money." So I went and ran the bank, got the grand out. And it's like something off bloody American, Lock like,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So he says, "Where do you want me to meet you?" And he says, "Meet me in the park." So I had like 300 in this pocket, 300 in that pocket, 300 down my ass, so 200 in there. Standing in the park going, "What am I doing? I'm going to be, this is just good. One, this is insane." And two cars pulled in, and I thought, "Oh, no." And he had a Hoover box, like an Asda Hoover box, sitting on his lap. And he said, "You got the money?" And I said, "Give us the bird." And he says, "No, give us the money." And I said, "No, you could have a pigeon in there." And he said, so I said, "Let me have a look at him." As soon as they opened it, I knew it was him, just giving the grand. And the wheel spun off and off they went.